Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for starting the weekend with us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Sartonville.
Yeah, it would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. We will have some details out on social media very soon of our fun field trip that we got to have today with the Mississippi Beef Council. I want to really thank Andy and Sam for having us out. That was awesome. We really had a great time, and we got to see the ins and outs of the beef business there a little bit. A lot of fun, and we got a couple of tri-tips for our trouble, so that's always a good day at the office. And that means
froze her tail off in the freezer, but man, that was awesome.
You did because you wore shorts like a duck.
I was fine.
They are fine.
The first hour and a half, and then we stepped over to the side, and there the cold air was blowing on my stick leg.
Yeah,
it got rough. But old Hunter, he was slicing and dicing.
He took a whole half cow apart in about he took him like 45 minutes, and he basically admitted, if I wasn't trying to talk to you guys, I would have been done.
Yes.
So that guy's a pro. Really fun day out at Mississippi State over at the Meat Sciences Lab. Well, like I said, you'll see some pictures on social media later this afternoon. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. I know that you're looking for it. You need new gear. You need the interlocking logo, the state script. They've got it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town, always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. We do love a lunch at Restaurant Tyler, and you will too. If you're going to be in the Starkville area around lunchtime, and you love a blue plate as much as me and Robbie do, head over to Restaurant Tyler for the best one that you can get. Great choices on the meats, the veggies, and of course, the only cornbread that Brian Haydad cares to eat.
It's true.
It's good stuff. It's good times every time at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the good folks over at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Why are we shaking our head? Can't say?
Nah.
Is it something I can find on social media?
Probably.
Oh, okay. Well, now you got me excited. Is it I see what it is now. Somebody just ruined something for us.
I sent him a message.
Yeah, you son of a gun. All right. Three P's today. Preview, playmaker, and predictions for Northern Illinois. We're gonna handle it kind of the same way we did last week, Robbie. And we'll focus more on Mississippi State than on Northern Illinois. Last week we did name some Alcorn players. Let's see. I'm gonna pull up the Northern Illinois depth chart here, and we're gonna see if we see any name that we recognize as somebody who's maybe played in the SEC and transferred out or anything of that nature. George Demopoulos. It wasn't his dad on Webster. I think that's correct. It's not looking good. I don't recognize this guy. That's the only thing that's even remotely familiar. Let's see where he went. He transferred from. Nope. I shouldn't know who that is.
There wasn't a state player that transferred there, was it?
No, the state had two that transferred from there.
Yeah, they had three.
Yeah, but there's not one that.
DeVea Sanders, Cam Thompson, and.
Cam Thompson was from Northern Illinois?
Yeah.
No.
Pretty sure.
I think he went to Miami of Ohio. I don't think he went to Northern Illinois. I could be wrong. No, you're right. You're correct. I did not realize he was at Northern Illinois. Huh. All right. Well, good for him. This is a game. I don't think State will play the same number. I don't think the second and third string guys get the same amount of snaps in this game. This is a game where Shapen's probably in into the fourth quarter, right? Because you should win and you should be relatively comfortable, but it's not going to be a situation where you're able to put Luke Crumbenhawk or Kamario Taylor in there at the end of the second quarter. It's not going to be like it was last week.
No.
That being said, one thing I've come back to a couple times is this time a year ago against Toledo, State was only an 11-point favorite, and we were all like, "That seems weird. That's a weird line," and
Should be a
obviously,
lot
it'd be a
higher.
lot higher, and it wasn't. And we found out why. State's a 22-point favorite now. That the Vegas is telling you that State is not. It's not the same team as it was a year ago, and so you should feel pretty comfortable right now. Do you feel comfortable, Robbie?
I feel a lot more comfortable probably than I did preseason. I mean, I thought the State would win this game, but I just feel better about this team. I feel like they can handle the situation. They're going to be mature about it. It's obviously a big difference in talent, and it's noticeable difference. And I don't think this NIU team is as good as that Toledo team from last year.
No, I don't think this NIU team is as good as that team, the NIU team that went to Notre Dame last year either.
Right. And
So,
I mean, look at the players that they lost in the portal
oh.
from that. I mean, if you look at the transfers, I'm seeing two Power Four transfers on their roster. So they're not, I mean, they haven't added a lot of guys that were coming from the Power Four or anything like that either. They got a cornerback that transferred in from Texas Tech, and then they have a kid from South Carolina that plays wide receiver, Andrew Bond. So and the first, they play Holy Cross the first week and they score 19. State should be able to handle this game, and they need to handle it in the right way. But it's like I said earlier in the week, this is a trap game. This is more of a trap game than Alcorn State was,
For
because
sure.
Alcorn State was just so bad that you could play bad and still beat them
Right. You could play
handily.
C plus, D plus
I
football.
think State could play bad and still win this game, but it's going to be a
It
lot
would be an ugly
more
game.
uncomfortable.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you would go into the fourth quarter what scared.
Yes.
Yeah.
So for State, it's just, again, come out, take care of your own business. This is one of those games where you say we need to worry about ourselves. If you're a coach, when you're Jeff Lebby in your film room, you say we just need to worry about us. We take care of us. We play clean. We don't have the penalties that we've had. We don't turn the football over. We should win this game handily, and we should have the ball in Kamario and Crumbenhawk's hands in the second half. I think that it could play out that way, just like it did last week. Maybe not to the extent of 42-0 at the half, but I think State could be up by three touchdowns at the half, 24-0, 24-3 or something, and feeling good head into halftime. That's how it needs to be. And if it is that, if it's Mississippi State comes out again and is just dominating in the first half, that makes me feel even better about this team moving forward, because I feel like they handle business every week.
Yes. That's a
And
that's a that's you're just correct on that.
I mean, and this would be exactly what we said it needed to be preseason, whenever we said this is year one for Jeff Lebby. Last year you can consider year zero. If he does what we think he can do, this can be the year that you thought last year might could be before you saw how bad the talent was. This could be 09, Dan Mullen's first year, or even better. I don't know. But if you remember Dan Mullen that year, there were very few games where Mississippi State came out and you're just like, God, they're just not prepared. They're not, their head's not in the game. I don't remember many games like that. And they had the toughest schedule in the country. They played a top 25 Georgia Tech team, top 25 Houston team. Alabama was number one in the country. Florida was number one in the country. They beat Ole Miss, who was top 25. They almost beat LSU. That team came to work every week, and you felt like they were prepared. I think that's what this team could be, especially if they come out in the first half this week and they handle business the way that they should. That's going to make me feel a lot better about Mississippi State moving forward. I think we can learn some things, just like we did against Alcorn. I think we can learn some things about this team again this week.
Two things. I see that we're still in the script maroon helmet here. I guess it's just going to be Texas before we see maroon interlocking.
I think that's probably the plan. And then I would imagine Texas is probably going to be an interlocking game.
Yeah.
I imagine the Egg Bowl is going to be an interlocking game.
So Georgia
I did not
not being.
expect. I did not expect
I was hopeful.
interlocking.
I was hopeful.
Yeah,
Also,
I think the debut of the interlocking is meant to be Tennessee.
real quick, the SEC has just announced that next Tuesday they will announce the 2026 schedule, and we will know who state's three permanent rivals will be.
Nice.
So that gives us
Who's your final call on that?
my final Ole Miss, Kentucky, Texas A&M.
That's mine too.
Okay.
Yep.
That being said, we're gonna have to move a rumblings or something
We got to do
because
that.
we're gonna have to talk about that.
Let's do rumblings Wednesday for Thursday.
Okay. Go ahead and get
Can
you
we
guys
handle
ready
that
for that. Yeah, we
Wednesday for
can't. I mean,
Thursday?
at the same time though, it's Tennessee week. I don't know. We
Well, we'll just split it
we'll
up.
figure it out.
We'll do Monday will be Monday for Tuesday will be kind of setting the stage.
Yeah.
Tuesday for Wednesday, we'll continue to talk about Tennessee, but we'll also talk about that.
We'll figure some stuff out.
Yeah, we got to do the rumors. I got to have a
You got to
break.
have your moment there. I understand. I
I got to have a
understand.
palate cleanser.
So, what do we want? What would make you happier to see in this game? State putting up another 500 yards and 50 points of offense, or another dominant defensive performance?
I want to
Under
see
250, under 17 points.
little bit of both because I need to see the offense continuing to take shape, and I think it's getting there. I don't think we're seeing it take a step back or some massive issues. There's obviously some things that they need to get better at, like running the football. And they did against Alcorn, but that was more so just being significantly better. I want to see them moving some people around, which strangely, State's one of the tops in the country, I think, in yards before contact, which, that shows me that they're getting some holes. It just needs to be a little more consistent. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that you've had every single game, you've had a different offensive line in the ball game. Even last week, Albert Reese was out. So they've been changing up tackles, which strangely, the tackle play has been pretty good. You take away the first half from Blake Steen, which wasn't great, and the penalties that Jimothy Lewis had against Southern Miss, tackle play has been good. Javen James was excellent the last 2 weeks. Albert Reese, when he's been in the game, has been really good. I thought Jimothy last week was good. So tackle play has been really good. The three interior guys have played the majority of the snaps, and that still has a little bit to be desired in terms of run blocking. Now, pass pro has been strong for Mississippi State, so that's a good starting point. Now they just got to be able to move some people around. I was concerned about pass pro this year. I thought that these guys would be able, they're so big, I thought they'd be able to move some guys around more.
Yeah.
I think it'll get there. I'm not overly concerned about it. So, to your point, I do think that it would be nice to continue to see the offense progress, but I do want to see another dominant game from this defense because you're getting ready for one of the best offenses in the SEC in country, and you need to be able to continue to push forward and be a defense that can consistently get off the field, win reps, get to the quarterback. I'd like to see that defense get even better this week.
I let's see a couple sacks this week.
Yeah.
Didn't really have that. And I know they were super vanilla.
I don't, yeah, that's the thing is if you look at the Arizona State game,
Yeah.
they were a lot more aggressive and exotic in how they were running their blitzes. You started to see blitzes coming from all over. And they haven't really done that in the other two games. And I doubt they're going to do a whole lot of that this game either. This is going to be a team that likes to run the football too. But yeah, I would like to see more pressure on the quarterback. Because next week, you're going to have to dial some things up for Aguilar and try to find ways to make them make mistakes because he will pick you apart.
Correct. Yeah, you're going to have to bring a lot of pass rush against Tennessee. One thing I like about State's chances, as you look ahead a little bit, is the cornerback play has been outstanding thus far. Now, I know they haven't exactly played, but I mean, I thought Kelly Jones was really good on Jordan Tyson.
Yeah.
And, Diego Brumfield has graded out really well. I know he had a lucky break on that interception last week, but, lucky breaks sometimes are the difference between winning and losing.
And that wasn't a talent thing. That was a he just kind of he went with the motion, he said, and
Yeah.
I think he just didn't make the right
Didn't make the right
call on
read,
that.
but he was in the right place at the right time.
I like the fact that he was continuing with the play and chasing the ball down, and but it wasn't a situation where he just wasn't talented enough.
All right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats, where we just were. After we got done with our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council, they took us out to lunch and
And it
had a
was delightful.
great lunch with our friends there. And I did make a joke. I was like, I'm not gonna get in trouble here if I order chicken, am I? And they were like, no, get whatever you want. But I did.
They all ordered beef,
They
I
all
think.
ordered beef. Yeah, the three guys from the Beef Council, he had two prime ribs and a burger. And Robbie and I were there like, can we get some wings? But
I almost did the prime rib French dip, though,
and that would
which
have been,
is what Sam got,
yeah.
and he cleaned the
Yeah.
plate.
It was kind of funny talking to him. I was like, almost every restaurant in town, I have like a usual. Like, I know what I'm going to get when I walk in. Two Brothers is not like that way because the menu is so good up and down. Like, I'm always trying something different there. I'm always like, today I'm doing tacos. And tomorrow I'm going to do wings. Next week it'll be pork rind nachos.
Oh yeah,
So the
and the
same
dirty
thing.
deeds.
So the same thing can apply to you as well. Go to Two Brothers, enjoy everything on the menu. Two Brothers Smoke Meats, the older brother in the heart of the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Bitty brother.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, you get to talk to the same people you talked to from day one. You've already built that relationship with them. And you know because they're in Mississippi just like you, they can solve your problems a lot of times the same day. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business.
Ooh, I love the gray pants.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
If they're gonna go with with that look, it's either gotta be the white pants or the gray pants at home.
Yeah.
It cannot be full maroon.
No, full maroon is bad.
It's bad.
It's bad.
I
It's
like gray.
bad, okay?
I like a little gray
Yeah, it works.
in the fit.
Well, if you like a little gray on your shirt and you want to get an MSU polo, you can get that at Maroon and Co. Or if you want to get a maroon polo or a white polo or a black polo. I don't think they have any purple or gray or green polos, but you never know. Whatever you're looking for, maroon and white, whatever you're looking for, Mississippi State, they've got it at Maroon and Co. They have the biggest and best selection in all of Starkville and all of the Golden Triangle. Whatever you're looking for, maroon and white, they've got it at Maroon and Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to Davis Wade this weekend, make sure you go to Maroon and Co. If you got to be out in the yard this weekend, a trip to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden is going to make your life a lot easier. It doesn't matter how big your yard is. You've got a little yard or a big one. If you need a push mower or if you need one of the big commercial boys, it's all right there for you in John Deere Green at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden with great deals and great financing available as well. Home repair, gardening, lawn maintenance, cooking out, or hey, if you just want to get a case of cold beer. They got the coldest and the cheapest in the state of Mississippi. It's all right there for you at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, Saltillo. They have what you want for less. What do you got for me this week? Your offensive playmaker.
Well,
Oh, you got something to say?
first of all, Anthony Evans in this jersey reveal when he took a picture with all the students,
Yeah.
he looks like the little kid whose parents tell him to take a picture with like the celebrity,
Yeah.
and
But he's a celebrity.
the kid doesn't know who it is,
Yeah.
and he's just kind of like standing there like grinning. That's who Anthony Evans looks like right now.
That's funny.
I'm not gonna put Anthony Evans as my playmaker, as even though I probably should have last week, considering he was Mississippi State's playmaker in that game. Look at what he did as a receiver and a punt returner. It could be an X factor. Who knows? My offensive playmaker in this game is, let's go with Sadu Traore.
Oh, hasn't had a catch in two
Has
games.
not been good the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Has not been good since that touchdown reception on the first possession against Southern Miss. I just can't, in my mind, imagine Sadu not being a part of this offense in a big way as the year goes on. Like the tight end has just not, it's kind of been non-existent the last few weeks. And I don't know what that means. But I do know that Sadu's talented. He's a very talented guy. He's too talented to be as unproductive as he is right now and kind of disappearing. I think this could be a game where he comes out and he has some big moments in this game early in the first half. So let's go with Sadu. I was just thinking about him this week, about how you just have not seen much from him since that first drive.
Yeah.
And so I think he kind of comes out of it a little bit this week before SEC play begins.
So I think I'm gonna go with Blake Chapin. I think he's gonna be, I think this is a big day for him. I think he's gonna be 300 plus passing yards, 3-4 touchdowns in this one. I think he's gonna take advantage of some mismatches out there in the secondary. I mean, if he had played the full game last week, he would have been well over 400 yards passing. So I think if he plays most of the fourth quarter into this one, I think he about the same. Want to keep him protected. Don't want. I thought he took some unnecessary risks
He
last week,
did.
and like
He's
that he.
got to learn to get rid of the ball. If there's nobody open, throw it out of
Or
bounds,
check down. Just check down that thing.
and don't lower your shoulder and run, try to run over somebody.
That was silly.
That was
That could
silly.
have gone wrong for
There's
him.
no reason to do that.
So let's see if he learns from his mistake. I'm gonna put Blake Chapin.
I love the toughness, but
Oh yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's such a double-edged sword. I don't want him to not play hard. I don't want him to not be tough. But at the same time, you've got to be more careful about some of the things you're doing out there. So, yeah, we'll go with that. Defensive playmaker, Robbie. What do you say?
I'm going to go with Calvin Dinkins.
I like it.
This is a game where I think State's going to have to be really good against the run. I think he's going to disrupt things in the middle. He's been really productive since he's been in the ball game the last few weeks. And that's been nice to see. This is somebody that hasn't made it out of the first game. You know, that the he's been, pretty much been one and done
Yeah.
every year. And now you're getting to see what you can get from a healthy Calvin Dinkins. And if he stays healthy the rest of the year, that's going to be a big lift for Mississippi State because he is an SEC interior lineman. He is the guy that Mississippi State was missing last year. You just didn't have many guys like that in the middle. So I'm going to go with him. I think he has a tackle for loss or two, plugs the run pretty well in this game. Let's see a big game from Dink.
I like that. I'm gonna go one back a level on the defense here. You know, again, I said I wanted to see some sacks this weekend, so I think I'm gonna go with Brandon Jennings, guy, veteran guy. It's time for him, you know, to really step up. This is the last non-conference game. Go out there, put on a little bit of a show. Give Tennessee something to think about. Hey, we got to be watching out for this guy. You know, we got the chance to talk to him on Monday, and I thought, you know, the thing you and I keep coming back to is, the players open their mouth and Jeff Lebby's voice comes out right now. And I feel like I thought he the things he was saying, it felt like his focus was where it needed to be. You know, that's another Lebbyism, like we want to be where our feet are.
Yes.
I felt like that was the case for Brandon Jennings. So I want to see a sack out of Brandon Jennings in this game. We're going to make him our defensive playmaker, my defensive playmaker. What do you have on the X Factor?
The X factor in this game, let's go with Anthony Evans.
Okay.
Last week he showed us a little bit of that ability at the punt return spot. I think you're starting to see where, you know, he could have a Kevin Coleman-like year. From what he does in the return game and what he does in the slot, it would not shock me if his numbers are not that far off from Kevin Coleman. I think he's going to have a really productive year. I think Kevin's a little more dynamic than him, but he is a guy that can certainly make things go. So I like what we saw from him last week. Now, you know, the punts weren't great. They were kind of low line drives, and they gave him some room to run, and that's probably going to be a little similar in this game too, I would imagine. So I could see him being a, you know, 125, 150 all-purpose guy this week.
I'm going to take your playmaker and make him into my X Factor and Sadu Traore. Again, you know, if I think Chapin's going to have a big day, I'm at the point now. I'm really at kind of where I'm locked in is Thompson and Evans are going to be there, right? You can count on a combined 10 to 12 catches from those guys. Who is the third guy? Who's the third man?
Who is it?
What side is he on?
I should have worn my NWO shirt
You
today.
should have. If you know, I was going to make that reference. But Traore, I think that he is a big untapped resource, and I don't know if that's on him or if it's on Chapin. I don't know.
I think it's on him a little
I
bit.
think it is. I do, but you saw, you know, what he can do. You've seen those flashes here and there. If he could become a weapon for this Mississippi State team, he's going to be a really, really big one for State. He's somebody that State, if they could rely on him, it would open up so much for this offense. So I'm going to make Traore my X factor on for Saturday. I'd like to see him in the 4 or 5 catch range, 50, 60 yards, and we'll see if they can't get him back into the end zone. Do a prediction for me, Robbie.
Mississippi State, they handle business again in this one. I'm going to say Bulldogs 38, Northern Illinois 10.
I'm going to give a little more points in this one. I'm going to go a little higher scoring than you, but I'm going to go 45-17 Mississippi State in this one. I think State puts a lot of points on the board, and then maybe that 17th point comes late for Northern Illinois, sort of the same way it did for Southern Mississippi, where you've got your backups in. But I think that that's going to be where I'm looking. Now, this game, once it's over,
Turn the page
turn the page and
immediately.
here I am.
On
And
the road again.
did they say that about you a lot? Is that a woman or a man? I mean, you had the longer hair, maybe.
Have a beard. Thank you very much.
I
And that
mean,
should tell the difference.
they're bearded ladies.
There are.
They're in the circus, the colonies.
Circus folk.
Small hands.
Smell
Smell
like
like
cabbage.
cabbage. Next week is the biggest game in, I don't, since the last biggest game. This is a massive, massive game for Mississippi State. The coverage we provide, I hope, will be second to none here on Thunder and Lightning and on Sports Talk Mississippi. And of course, Robbie over there at On Three. I hope you're locked in with us for what is going to be a massive, massive football game at Davis-Wade Stadium between Mississippi State and Tennessee. I got to be honest with you, I don't know if we reached the Birmingham Dog 54, 27 and a half minute mark on this one. It's been a long time since we have it. So if we didn't make it, I do apologize. But we've had a busy morning and we got other things to do. So we got to get out of here. Talk to you guys again on Sunday. Don't forget, Thunder and Lightning post game on YouTube Live right after the game. Don't forget the Mississippi State Tailgate Show. I'll have it on the podcast feed if you're in the Golden Triangle area, and you can listen to it live on WLZA Laser 96.1 3 hours before kick. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.